Well, we're saying goodbye officially now. For the first time in 350 years, Canada is waking up to not having a single Bay store anywhere.
Yes, that's all it costs when you shop at the Bay.
Oh, I used to love Scratch and Save Saturday mornings, too. The flagship Yonge Street store in Toronto closed yesterday. It was the last of all of the stores now. So our only hope of finding a classic striped blanket may come via Canadian Tire. They kind of like bought the rights so we could see something like that show up in Can Tires eventually one day. But yeah, the Bay, no more. So many fond memories of the Bay in Regina. As a kid, that circular round drive to the parking lot, that was crazy. Open your car, didn't scrape alongside of it as you drove up that parkade. And oh, the Orange Julius stop right under the escalator. And when I was a kid, I always used to think they had the best toy section in all of Regina back in the day. But yeah, Bay officially now with that Yonge Street store in Toronto closing is done. Preseason is done for our Saskatchewan Rough Riders. They lost to the Bombers 27-20 with about 27 seconds to go. They got a touchdown, so that was nice to see. But yeah, the roster got a little smaller on Saturday. Coach Mace said 17 guys didn't make the final cut.
You get to know these guys on a little bit of a deeper level. And, you know, that's our decision to do that, knowing that the inevitable of just making final cuts, but it never makes it easier, man. It's not an awesome day.
Daniel Johnson has seen his role increase with the Riders after spending last year in the practice roster. The second-year CFLer has made the active team this season, too. So Thursday night, it starts with the Ottawa Red Blacks. I'm in hockey mode still, right? Stanley Cup doesn't start till Wednesday night. 6 o'clock start in Edmonton between Florida and the Oilers. It's going to be a great series. Can't wait for it to begin. Boy, Ukraine pulled off some next-level James Bond war move on Russia. Have you heard about this? They used trucks full of drones. Ukraine got them into Russia. Trojan horse move, if you will. At least 40 of the Kremlin's heavy bombers at 4 different locations in Russia, thousands of miles inside the country, were hit.
It looks like around 30% or higher of their strategic bombers were destroyed. Some of these drones were as low as $500, taking out million-dollar aircraft. It was a blow tactically, it was a blow strategically, and it was a blow politically.
President Zelensky shared on social media that he felt it was a brilliant operation that was carried out targeting key airfields, strategic nuclear-capable bombers deep inside Russia. He went on to say the preparation took over a year and a half. And no, he did not tell Trump. What's most interesting is that the office of this whole operation was right next door to one of the headquarters for Russia Security Services. In total, 117 drones were transported to Russia inside what looked to be shipping containers with retractable roofs that were remotely opened up. As you heard there, 34% of the strategic Russian cruise missile carriers stationed at air bases were hit. They wiped out dozens of doomsday bombers and other aircraft. And the sneak attack comes on the heels of Russia. In recent weeks, they had been brutally pummeling Ukrainian cities like Kyiv, killing 12 recently, injuring many, many others. So just last week, Russia had proposed today's date as the date for the next round of peace talks in Istanbul. That was a proposal they gave while they were pummeling the Ukraine. And Zelensky confirmed that a Ukrainian delegation will attend the talks today. But I highly doubt now that you'll see anybody from Russia wanting to attend. But no mention yet of anything from President Trump, who, as I said, was not told of what they were going to be doing either. But for the last year and a half, they've been planning this, and it worked. But now the consequences. In the next 24, 48 hours, it's going to get rather heated, I'm sure. Kevin Martell joining me now from the 980 CJME newsroom, where we wonder whether or not the work of the water treatment plant in Buffalo Pound has officially finished, I guess, so that now we don't have to worry about conserving water. What's the latest?
Yeah, so it looks like it's good news for people. So we haven't heard, we'll come on the air this morning saying we haven't heard anything from the city yet. The city of Regina, that is. So there's no update there. However, we did hear from Moose Jaw last night. And those Moose Jaw, the city of Moose Jaw, said that their advisory is now lifted.
Wait a minute. The city of Moose Jaw was working on a Sunday night, but not the city of Regina.
Apparently.
Okay.
And, of course, we share our water treatment plant, Buffalo Pound Water Treatment Plant, with Moose Jaw. So if that is any indication, then it looks like things, upgrades are, I don't know if they're exactly finished or most of them are finished, but that's the situation in Moose Jaw.
I want anyone who works for the city, maybe Buffalo Pound, why don't you text us? Let us know if we're in the same boat as Moose Jaw. 1-877-300-7275.
10 o'clock last night.
Yeah.
Moose Jaw, city of Moose Jaw sent us that information.
They never stop. They never stop. But no, nothing yet from the city of Regina. Okay. Look, I don't see any rain that is going to make a difference in our forecast. We heard Dave Phillips from Environment Canada earlier said the month of June is going to be pretty hot and dry, and the situation has not gotten any better up north, has it?
Yeah, and the newsroom's talked to Shanna Moody, also with Environment Canada this morning, and she said that scattered showers, there is a chance of scattered showers. So I guess in one breath, I mean, it's moisture, it's possible moisture. It's not going to be quite as hot this week.
That helps a little, yeah.
Yeah, and so being a little bit cooler, you'd think that at this point, those elements there, the possibility of rain, having it be a little cooler, maybe not quite as windy, all of those will help firefighters to some extent, maybe probably not to the extent that they want, but any help at this point you think is welcome.
We are getting extra help. I noticed the Canadian Armed Forces were in Manitoba. Because way up north, the fly-in areas of Manitoba where you can't drive out, the armed forces was assisting people evacuate up there. But we're getting a lot of extra help here this week too, aren't we?
Many, many provinces. And, you know, like you go down the list and, I mean, almost every province to some form, almost, is sending us some kind of help. And even a couple states that we were reporting the last the last week or so, Alaska, Oregon's in the mix as well. And so this is where we come together because it's a common fight that a lot of these provinces and states have.
We're coming together in Saskatoon, the premiers and the prime minister.
Yes. We don't have much on the itinerary today, but we already know that Premier Moe and Premier Doug Ford of Ontario met yesterday. They signed an MOU, a Memorandum of Understanding, on removing some of these trade barriers that we've had for years. So they want to share more things. They want to see a flow of goods and services and skilled workers, that pipeline, so to speak.
Yeah.
Not a literal pipeline, but the pipeline of that flow of people and goods. It begs the question, why wasn't this already in place? But I guess it takes something like a Trump tariff situation to get it in place.
Well, and remember, too, Prime Minister Mark Carney pledged to remove all federal barriers by Canada Day. Like,
Less than a month away now.
Yeah, so it's going to be interesting to see how it all develops. And our senior reporter, Lisa Schick in Saskatoon, will be hearing from her throughout the day with updates, too. All right, Kevin Martell, thanks for joining me. CJME News Time now is 6:58. Hey, thanks to my buddy Mike, who texted me, 1-877-300-7275. He inquired with the city of Regina. I actually got an email saying that the voluntary water restrictions enacted last week because of the Buffalo Pound water treatment plant progress wasn't, going as well because they had less flow and we were supposed to conserve our water. Well, apparently voluntary water restrictions no longer needed. And Mike shared the letter that he got from the city of Regina. Is earlier where we were inquiring. Anyone out there from the city listening? Moose Jaw was told last night that we hadn't gotten anything official from the city of Regina. Thanks, Mike. Really appreciate that. Coach Mace said 17 guys got cut on the weekend.
You get to know these guys on a little bit of a deeper level. And, you know, that's our decision to do that, knowing that the inevitable of just making final cuts, but it never makes it easier, man. It's not an awesome day.
Not an awesome preseason game either Friday night. They finally got a touchdown, though, but they lost 27-20. And any significant cuts? Well, let's find out here from CJMB writer, reporter Britton Gray, who joins me now. Good morning, Britton.
Good morning.
Well, anything significant? Let's start right there.
No, not really. No big surprises. The biggest names kind of people might recognize from the cuts were Justin and Jordan Herdman Reed, just because they've been in the league for a while. Great Canadian special teamers. But overall, this roster, you kind of had it penciled in already all the way back in March. No surprises. The biggest one might be that they somehow found a way to keep all four quarterbacks on the active roster. That was kind of a debate what to do with Jack Cohn this season. I imagine he'll be on the one-game injured list once the depth charts eventually come out, because they're not going to take all four quarterbacks into the game. But outside of that, not an overly exciting or interesting cutdown day.
Well, Trevor Harris barely played in preseason, and Friday night we got to see Jack Cohn and Jake Mayer at the helm, and earlier I had Belton Johnson on. He wasn't really impressed by either one, but he says it is only preseason. What were your thoughts about quarterbacking on Friday night and moving forward?
Yeah, I agree with Belton. You just wanted to see a little bit more from this team, right? We talk about all the consistency this team has. Everyone they brought back, you kind of expected it to be a little bit smoother on the offense, especially having Jake Mayer. He's a veteran quarterback in this league. He has over 40 starts. You wanted to be a little bit more impressed with what you saw from him in preseason. I really wasn't as well. But heading forward, it's about Trevor Harris. It's going to be the starters. We're not going to read too much into preseason where we only saw Trevor Harris for a quarter and a little bit. I think this team will be ready to go come Thursday here against the Ottawa Red Blacks. And this team is still going to go as far as kind of Trevor Harris leads them, at least for this season.
Let's talk about preparations for Thursday's game against Ottawa. You said you noticed yesterday a cast on the wrist of, who was it?
Jackson Ford. I know that's someone that fans were excited to see after he had a strong preseason, but he had a cast there, though he was still running with special teams, so we'll see if he still ends up playing this week. Jacob Brammer, one of the American offensive linemen, left practice early. Daniel Johnson, a Canadian, came in his place on the offensive line, so that'll be something to pay attention to today, is if Brammer's back out there or if they once again have to make changes to that offensive line group.
See Jamie Ryder, reporter Britton Gray, as we wait for Ottawa Red Blacks to arrive. Anything new in that club from the offseason?
They went out and obviously made some changes, sure, but I think for Ottawa, the biggest thing for them is going to be Drew Brown and how he takes another step in his development and how they stay healthy. That's really what I'm going to be watching from Ottawa there, is how does Drew Brown look in his second season out there.
Okay, see Jamie Ryder, reporter Britton Gray, thanks for the update, appreciate it.
Not a problem.
Stanley Cup is set to begin Wednesday night, 6 o'clock in Edmonton, and I played this for you last week. They were all mic'd up last game seven at the Stanley Cup. Connor McDavid and Matthew Tkachuk. And if you listen closely after they'd won the Stanley Cup, you hear Matthew.
See you next year.
Yeah, see you next year. Both guys mic'd up at the time. Well, Tkachuk was asked about that on the weekend.
No, I believe that it was going to be us two again. I think we're the two best teams in the league. And if everything would go right, it would probably be us two again in the finals. I mean, I have that confidence in our team, and they were the best team that we played last year in the playoffs. So I stand by that, and I believed it at the time, and here we are again.
Connor McDavid and Matthew Tkachuk are familiar foes in high-stakes games, right? Matt won the Cup last year, and then the Four Nations face off, the two of them. McDavid won that, so now the Cup. Who will win? Well, the Oilers, of course. This was fun. Saturday night, the Hostiles for China Foundation, big gala at the Kinexus Arts Center on the stage there, had Mad About You star Paul Reiser, the comedian, and Evan Bray, star of The Evan Bray Show, found his way to the stage, not to do stand-up.
No, definitely not to do stand-up.
You were part of the live auction. Now, a prize package that you had put together included what?
Yeah, well, we're basically going out skeet shooting, yeah, is what we're doing. Have you ever shot clay pigeons before, Greg?
No, I've never. No. Yeah.
I'm not an expert at it as well. But
shot a real pigeon once, but no, I
that's
didn't.
That's a whole other story. Yeah, so it's basically an afternoon of skeet shooting, ends with a nice barbecue. So yeah, it was a fun event to put together, and of course, it all raising money for the Hospitals of Regina Foundation.
Well, go ahead, brag a little. Like this had a value of what? Maybe $1,700. I think
which
I
think was generous.
And yeah, is that for your time?
No, that's for the barbecue.
Anyhow, it went for over $4,000, yeah. And I am so hoping it's not one of your disgruntled listeners who can't wait to take you out.
Just wants to have the shotgun in his hand, yes.
But congratulations, that was awesome. And thanks to Dino and the gang there for a wonderful evening. It was a lot of fun. You want to also tell me about what you were doing Saturday? You were selling.
Yeah, well, Saturday there was.
They don't pay you enough. Clearly,
there was
you're
a
making
sports
money
card,
in the
sports card, and sports collectible show at the Northgate Mall. So I'm down there. There was hundreds of people down there. This couple came up to me, the Kelseys, who listen every morning.
Love you, Kelseys.
When you and I chat,
yeah.
And while we're chatting, Mrs. Kelsey says, you know, that Greg doesn't let you talk sometimes. He just talks so much.
Oh, she must have be friends with Murray Wood. Murray wants more of you in my show. My show.
I've been friends with Greg for decades. I'm used to it. I just try and get a word in when I can.
Oh, well, that's wonderful to meet the Kelseys.
Yeah, exactly.
How many cards did you sell?
I wasn't selling cards as much as just more memorabilia stuff. And it was good. It was a good afternoon.
You always come home and tell the lovely Jody that, you know, you sold a few cards, but do you ever tell her how many
you
purchased?
You buy. Yeah, that's a good point. That's
you're
the other
a card
side
collector.
Of it.
I know your story here. The premier is in Saskatoon with all the other premiers and meeting Prime Minister Mark Carney. What's your expectation?
Yeah,
today?
You know, I mean, this is really, I think, where the rubber hits the road. We've come through the election campaign. I don't want to say the honeymoon phase is over, but most of the premiers have reached out in one shape or form and said, okay, here's what we need from our province. We know Premier Moe wrote that letter with 10 asks of the federal government. So this is Mark Carney saying to the premiers, what are your top 5 priorities? What would you like to see us attack from a federal government standpoint, whether it's big projects, those types of things? So we'll find out tomorrow. We've got Premier Moe on the show because they are meeting today, and it's going to be interesting to see how productive these talks are and what that road going forward looks like.
And what about today, in addition, who's on the show?
Well, we've got Marlo Pritchard right off the start. I mean, wildfires, of course, played a big part of the weekend, bumped that Rider game back by an hour, almost threatened to cancel the Rider game at one time just because of the...
Canceled flag football all weekend.
Yeah, air quality was not good. I know of some tournaments in baseball tournaments in Saskatoon canceled as well. So Marlo Pritchard joins me, and he'll talk a little bit about what is the situation. 2 more communities evacuated. How are they doing with the wildfires?
Well, that's to look forward to in the Evan Bray Show. And to the Kelsey family, I'm just doing a little calculating. Carry the 2 plus that 6. That break was 3.5 minutes. I spoke for 58 seconds.
Come on. You're telling me I had more airtime than you?
Well, there you are, stealing more now.
Rare occasion.
Turn his mic off.